God, yes.
So fucking good, right?
It is. Oh, Puppets is fucking amazing.
It's amazing. If you haven't seen Thunderbolt Fantasy, go watch it. It's Puppet Symphogear, is what it is.
Essentially, yeah. And it's got the Suano soundtrack, so a few might not like it, but it's fucking top tier.
Yeah, it's so good. Everything about it, the seiyus are great, the puppets are great, the effects are great, the music is great.
They're having... The seiyus are really having a blast with it as well, you can tell.
Yeah, you can tell that every single person in that show is having a fucking great time. Because, like, it's got to be such a unique opportunity for them to do something like that. It's like, oh, great, I don't have to sit behind a screen and, like, do anime characters again. I can do puppets this time. They also don't have to lip sync, so they don't have to worry about, like, that acting, you know, they don't have to have their acting stifled by lip sync.
You just really go ham.
Yeah. Junichi Suabe as fucking Shofukan. Like, everybody... Oh, God, it's so good.
And I can't remember her name, the one playing the sword. She was absolutely amazing. In season 2.
Oh, God. So, just to point out how hype Thunderbolt Fantasy is, in season 2... You have Aoi Yuki playing a cursed sword that enchants people by whispering into their ears. And you have TM Revolution, who sings both seasons' OPs. And he plays
and he's
character.
A silent protagonist as well. That's fucking great.
Yeah, he plays a character who normally doesn't talk. But when he talks, he uses the power of music to fight. And he sings the OP of the show as a battle track.
It's fucking hype as shit.
It's amazing.
Oh, I love it so much. Can't wait for season 3.
Yeah, season 3 is going to happen, and it's great. And there's a movie, too. Did you see the movie?
Yeah, there was the movie, but if you've not watched that yet...
No, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. The movie with... not wanting to give away spoilers, but, you know, having the sort of the prequel to the first season, and then sort of like the after effects of season 1 before you jump into season 2 was really...
Yeah, it provided so much context to season 1.
It really did.
It's great. Watch Thunderbolt Fantasy. Make it your number 2 after Symphogear.
Onigai.
More people need to be aware of it.
Yeah, also recently watched Kate no Kaizo this weekend, just yesterday. And that is really... It's like ye old Shaft being Shaft with... From the guy, I think it's also the guy who did Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei. But it's that peak humor that it almost feels like you're watching a Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei episode, because it's fuck. I recommend it.
Nice. I haven't checked that one out. I'll have to look at it.
Yeah, it came out 2010, I think. That was essentially all I had planned to talk about.
Cool. All right. Well, I guess we'll shift over to the next caller then. Thanks for calling in.
No bother. Just want to say Lilia best, and please play the Fate Stay Night visual novel if you play the Mobage. So,
of course, I played Fate Stay Night like 13 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, good shit.
It's good shit. All right. Catch you later, fam. Thanks for calling in.
See ya.
Sorry, give me a sec. I gotta abuse my mic a little bit. Trying to draw the cord out a little longer. Ugh, gotta lean back in my chair. Yeah, much more comfy. It's better. Okay, anyway, fams, give me the next caller. One of the guys in IRC is talking about Recreators. Recreators was good. I shouldn't say that. Recreators had really good character designs, but that's about it. All right, we got a call coming in. A username. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, get a little closer to your mic. You're kind of far away, or it's quiet.
I'm gonna turn that up. Can you hear me now?
Better.
Right. So I don't know. Let's talk about games, anime, and weeb shit.
All right, that's what I'm here for. What do you want to chat about?
So, I don't know about you, but I think 2019 has been a great year for games. We had Ace Combat 7, Resident Evil 2, Death End Request. I mean, just, stuff just keeps coming.
Yeah, no, it's been stellar. Devil May Cry as well. That Castlevania-like game, Blood Curse, whatever it was.
Oh, Bloodstained. Yeah. That game has been fantasy for the longest time ever. I remember like hearing it back in like, I don't know, 2015. They said it was gonna be on PS3, Wii U, 3DS.
Oh my god.
Just hearing these names.
So many good pictures in the thread right now. It's great. Yeah, I mean, I've been on the Sekiro train. I actually picked up a really good deal on games right after Christmas. I got a used copy of Metal Gear Solid 5, Titanfall 2, and Horizon Zero Dawn for $20. So I gotta play those.
I don't know, but... So, personally, I'm looking forward to the new Sakura Taisen. I hear that's coming out sometime later this